Now, today we heard a story, the Lord told us a story about a man who had 100 sheep. Now you can imagine what a big flock of sheep that would be. And then one day, what happened was that one of the sheep got lost. Now, if you or I were going to look at a flock of 100 sheep, and then one of them went missing, we probably wouldn't be able to tell at all whether there were 100 sheep or 99. It would look very much just like a whole lot of sheep. But of course, this was no ordinary man. This was a shepherd. And we are told about shepherds that they really know their sheep. They know each and single sheep in the whole flock. And so it was when this man looked at the flock, he could see right away that one was missing. And very probably he even knew exactly which one was missing, because that is how well shepherds know their sheep. And what did he do then? Did he just say, well, there's one missing, but you know, I still have 99, so it doesn't matter too much. No, he did not. He went out right away, left the whole flock, and went out right away to look for this lost sheep. And what did he do then when he found the sheep? Did he punish the sheep for having gotten lost? No. We are told that he put it on his shoulders. He not only led the sheep back to the flock, but he carried the sheep all the way back himself. And then after that, we heard he made a big party with all his friends and neighbors to celebrate the fact that now the sheep had been found and led back to the flock. But of course, what the Lord wanted to do here was not just to tell us a story about a very nice shepherd. He wanted to tell us something about him and also about us. Because the shepherd in this story, of course, is really the Lord. It says we also hear in the 23rd Psalm, which begins with the words, "The Lord is my shepherd." And who are the sheep? Well, the sheep are those who want to follow the Lord. They are us. And now, what are sheep like? Well, sheep are harmless creatures. Nobody is afraid of being attacked by a sheep, right? And they are very useful. You get wool from the sheep. And they are gentle. And that is exactly the way we should be as followers of the Lord, as part of the Lord's flock, that we should be harmless, help others, be useful, and also be gentle. But sheep are also timid, they scare very easily, and sheep are not very clever, really. And that is also true of us. Sometimes we scare very easily, we get scared, we get confused. And also, sometimes we make mistakes, make the wrong decisions, sometimes without realizing it, sometimes because the evil spirits lead us astray. And that is when we need to remember this story. Because what the Lord teaches us here is not only that we are his sheep and that he is the shepherd, but he also teaches us how much he loves us, how important we are to him, even when sometimes, like this lost sheep, we go astray. And that's very important to know, because sometimes when we realize that we have done something wrong, that we had sinned against the Lord, we wonder if the Lord really can love us anymore. Does he really care for us anymore? And we feel lost and we wonder if the Lord is with us at all. And that is what the Lord wants to teach us here, that no matter what we have done, no matter how bad it may be, that He is with us all the way. He is always with us, always trying to find us and lead us back so that we can join His flock and become again followers of the Lord. But this parable brings out not only the what we may call the presence, the Lord's presence with us, His love for the human race, how great and how close it is. It also teaches us about the nature of this presence and this love. In other words, the Lord's presence with us is not just a general supervision of the whole universe and the human race. It is not just an omnipresence on the spiritual plane, but the fact is that divine providence extends even to the least and most external things. The Lord is present and aware of everything, even to the extremes of the material reality. It is, as we also taught in the Arcana Celestia, about the Lord's glorified human, he says, he then possessed omniscience, not only of divine, celestial, and spiritual things, but also of infra-celestial and infra-spiritual things, that is, of rational and natural things. For from the divine, as from the Son of all light, everything is seen as present. But it's also important to realize that the Lord's omniscience is not just what we might call a remote overview of everything from the elevation of the spiritual sun. The fact is, we must realize that the spiritual sun is not the Lord. To think of the Lord as a blazing ball of spiritual fire is something that really takes away any true idea of the Lord. The supreme truth is that God is man. And so we also taught in a work on divine love and wisdom that let everyone beware of thinking that the Son of the spiritual world is God himself. God himself is man. If we get the wrong idea, it is easy to develop an idea of an impersonal, remote, and even uncaring God. And such a thought about the Lord is one that would close heaven to us, just as much as the right idea of the Lord opens heaven, as we also heard in our lesson today. And so when we think of the Lord as we might call as the chairman of a giant corporation, looking down upon myriads of important but anonymous workers, then that can make us feel like we are just small cells in the great or great grand man of heaven. It is very clear from the heavenly doctrine that the Lord's presence with individual men is more close and personal, with an awareness of even the least and most external material things of our life. Even more close and personal, we can say, than that of a loving parent with their only child. The Lord's omnipresence is not just general, but it is most particular indeed, as we also taught in the Apocalypse Explain, where it says that the Lord himself came into the world and became man, that he might be in ultimate at the same time as in things first. It is a characteristic of the infinite divine that the Lord can see all men simultaneously in all their external and internal relationships and perceive the general state and the needs of the whole human race. and at the same time be with each one of us, each individual human being, as if that one were the only one. You see, the most essential aspect of the relationship between the Lord and man is indeed portrayed in this parable of the lost sheep, where the shepherd's concern for the one sheep that is missing, although he has 99 others, shows how the Lord's acute awareness and his unceasing concern for the needs and welfare of each single member of the human family. And so we also taught, for example, about how the Lord leads us out of hell, also in the Apocalypse explained, where it says that through these societies, man, that is man's mind, although bound, walks free. But he is led by the Lord, and he takes no step into which and from which the Lord does not lead. The Lord leads him as if by the hand, permitting and withholding as far as man is willing to follow in freedom. That is also why the Lord teaches in the Gospel of John that I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. Amen.